Thanks for connecting with us again for the Success in Trucking podcast powered by ES. During this edition of the podcast, we're going to begin a special series that will be counting down to the return of the Expedite Expo, which will be held July 16th and 17th in Fort Wayne, Indiana. The 2021 edition of the Expedite Expo will be held at the Allen County War Memorial Coliseum Conference Center in Fort Wayne, and the return of the event will mark a milestone as the Expedite Expo will be celebrating its 20th anniversary. Expediter Services will be serving as the presenting sponsor of the Expo, and during our next few episodes of the Success in Trucking podcast, we'll be highlighting what ES has planned for an event that has become a tradition within the expedited sector of trucking. Hosted by On Time Media, the Expedite Expo, which was unable to take place in 2020 due to the global pandemic, is the largest trade show of its kind, bringing together expediters from across North America. The Expo offers a platform for attendees to learn about career opportunities, the latest advancements in equipment, as well as products geared specifically for owner-operators, contractors, and drivers of medium-duty and heavy-duty trucks. As the presenting sponsor of the event, ES will be highly visible at the Expedite Expo. ES will occupy the largest booth at the show, which will be located center stage on the main floor. In addition, ES will be featured at a second booth within the exhibit hall that will be dedicated to truck sales. ES will also be hosting the largest event during the 20th annual Expedite Expo when the company holds its Insight Dinner at the Expo. During this episode of the podcast, we'll spend some time with Jeff Tacker, who is the Chief Operating Officer of ES. Jeff also serves as the Chief Commercial Officer for the company, and he'll be talking with Greg Thompson, the Executive Producer of the Pod Wheels Network. Greg spoke with Jeff recently by phone to talk about the return of the Expedite Expo, the Insight Dinner at the Expo that ES is hosting, and much more. Now let's take you to Greg's conversation with Jeff.
Jeff Tacker now joins us on the podcast. And Jeff, it's great to have you back here on the Success in Trucking podcast. And we're talking about the countdown to the Expedite Expo 2021, July 16th and 17th. It's been 2 years now since the last Expo. And you guys have to be excited about this because this, I know, is the first in-person event that you've had in quite a while.
Yes, Greg, we are excited, and thank you for having me on the podcast today. But we are excited about having an in-person event. Our company really has built our programs and systems upon interaction and to be a service provider in the trucking industry. We started in the expedite. It's near and dear to our heart, and we're going to remain in the expedite segment. But we love face-to-face conversations. We are a relationship type company. We're a service company, but we build it upon relationships. We want to make sure that everything we do sets us up to provide the service that people need. And we do that through a community environment. And we have a wonderful culture. We put them first. We've learned that when you put the people that you serve first, everything else normally takes care of itself.
Exactly. And as we talk about this Expedite Expo, ES is the presenting sponsor. What can people expect when they walk into the arena in Fort Wayne?
Sure, Greg. Like you said, we are the presenting sponsor. In the previous year, they've called it the title sponsor. We've held that position for multiple years. We like being in that position because what we like to do is give everybody access to all the services, benefits, tools, and advantages that our company offers in our programs support. So what they can expect when they come in there, Monty and Christy and Isaac and the team at Expediters Online and eNow, it is their show. We have worked closely with them over the years. They work hand in hand with us. We will be the center of the show, and we have two of the probably largest booths in the show. We have one with Expediter Services that will have Expediter Management Services incorporated in that booth. We have truck displays inside of that booth. We also have Danny Vernon, our Director of Sales and Finance, will be there along with other people from our operational team and our recruiting team, as well as Jason Williams and our executive team. Hopefully they will experience when they come in there, we'll get to see old faces, we'll get to see new faces, and we'll all be able to spend time together, catch up on things in the past, make plans on what we're taking care of this year, looking forward to what's coming down the road.
I know that in the past you've hosted a Friday night dinner, and that's happening again this year. It's the Insight Dinner at the Expo. Tell us about that.
Yeah, Greg. In the past, we have had dinners pretty much every Friday night that we've been at the shows. We try to sponsor a dinner. We previously named them EGG, Expediter Group Gathering, but in light of the things when we pivoted and had to make some digital things, you're probably aware we had success in trucking, then we had a success in Trucking Expo where we rented the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. And when the global pandemic hit, we had to pivot and we had to start doing some things with a digital platform. One of those things with our marketing team, Leah Shaver with National Transportation Institute, she's the CEO and president, Sherry Henson, owner of Whippet Creative, and you, Greg, with Missing Word Solutions, we decided to pivot and go to a digital platform, as you're aware. And that platform, we wanted to give insight since we couldn't have the Success in Trucking Expo, and we wanted to continue to get the word and the message out about Success in Trucking powered by ES and all the unrivaled advantages that our program and our company brings to bear for this market segment. We went and did the insight. So it was just common sense, basically, to change it from the EGG, Expediter Group Gathering, and we went to Insight 2020 and then Insight 2021. And therefore, we wanted to have an Insight dinner. And hopefully, it's very insightful to all that come there. We're looking forward to that. That's a Friday night. The doors open at 4:30 for the dinner to start getting people come in. We're going to have some giveaways and handouts. But the main thing we're going to do is we're going to be getting to see friends of the past and trying to make new friends while bringing forth all the information that our company has. We want to give an update on our company. We want to let people see what we're seeing in the industry, not just in expediting, but the full segment of the industry. Jason Williams, our president and co-founder, will be speaking. I will be speaking, and we'll have a few other senior leadership people from operations and recruiting that can be there and will be speaking as well. We'll be going over all the things that's taking place and specifically what we see now, where we've been, where we are, where we're going, what we're seeing in the marketplace, both expedite and full truckload and less than truckload market segment and how they link together. The big thing that we hope is the most insightful thing is letting people see all the opportunities and advantages that our programs offer to support them to be successful in trucking.
One of the things I know that's a hallmark of these dinners is not only the information, but the opportunity to get to know you guys on a very intimate level, to get to know you face to face, get to know who you are, what you're about. Can you talk about that? Because I know those dinners have sparked relationships that have lasted for years.
Yes, Greg, they have. And as I mentioned earlier, we are a community-based company. And our community just happens to be in transportation all across the United States. But it's made up of wonderful people. And I'm not just talking about the employees we have in our company that offer service to the people. I'm talking about the independent contract driver, owner-operators, and fleet owners, and all of our vendors that make up our vendor network service group. So we have brought together people to do one thing. We flipped it upside down. We look at it from the truck level up instead of from the top down. That has made all the difference in the world.
One of the questions I know that you get a lot during the Expedite Expo and throughout the year is it a good time to buy a truck? Is it a good time to become an owner-operator? Talk to us about that.
In my opinion, it is, Greg. If a person wants to be in business for themselves, and I believe that people should, and I think people in trucking, when you look at it, 95% of the whole industry is made up. And I know that's a hard number to believe. It might be 93-something% now, but approximately 95% of the whole industry is made up of independent operators, independent contractors. There's a reason for that, because people have the entrepreneurial spirit. It takes a lot for a person to get out on the road and drive by themselves or with a business partner or a family partner, and sometimes that's both one and the same. So it takes a different kind of a person. We truly admire those type of people. The question was, is now a good time? I think if you want to be in business for yourself and you like trucking and you have an entrepreneurial business, always is the time. Now is the time, and we are the place. And I believe the reason that is whether it's good times or bad times, high freight levels or lower freight levels, no matter what the marketplace is doing, our companies set the system up and our programs up to support people to help them be successful. That's not just a name. That's not just a slogan. That is a fundamental tenet of what we do as a company. The way we do that is we have tools and benefits and services and advantages, we like to call unrivaled advantages, to draw everything together. We offer fuel discounts, one of the broadest and deepest discounts in the industry, to my knowledge. We offer shop tires. We have a legal service platform to help people protect their CDL. They need to keep it under lock and key and protect it. We have a safety training program. We have back office support. We have expedited equipment finance, EEF. We have a finance company. We have a truck sales company. We have insurance services and insurance products that we can bring together. We can look at the health sector. Lots of things that we do to help people be successful. And that's whether it's a good times or bad times. So if you want to be in the business, people that in trucking love trucking, and you want to start your own company, we're a good place. Matter of fact, I think we're the best place for this type of business model. I do think now's a good time to do it, because when we go over these things inside that dinner, and people can read, and there's always opinions, lots of different opinions, most of them are similar, but they have varying degree of timelines. And so we don't know what the future holds. We know who holds the future, but we don't know what the future holds. But with that, Greg, all indicators are saying we're on a 12, 15, 18 month continuation of current model with less capacity and increased opportunity and higher demand. That's a good time for an asset owner. And we've been blessed to be linked in with some good motor carriers that also care about their contractors. They're non-asset based mostly, and they care about their contractors. That's not normal. A lot of motor carriers say they care about their contractors, but you can look in their ICOA, you can see in their actions, you can see how they treat their people. When you take the motor carriers that we have and you link it in with our program that brings all these additional opportunities and advantages, it's really a good mix, which means mix it up now. You should do it now. If you're wanting to do it now. Don't wait.
Jeff, as you know, getting in on an up cycle, as you said, tight capacity, the freight market's looking pretty strong for the foreseeable future. Creating a good foundation allows you to deal with those cycles that happen in trucking. And the other thing that you guys do, as you talked about, you guys are invested in every one of these small businesses that you help to create. You're partnering with people. You want them to be successful. It is ESSuccessintrucking.com. And that really says it all to anybody who's looking at this.
Yes, Greg, it is. We have intentionally set ourselves up to put the other people before us. We know that the better they do, the better we do. The better the contractor does, the better the motor carrier does, the better our company does. So everything that we've done, Greg, is to set our business model up, and our success is success in trucking powered by ES. Everything that we have done for our company, the model that we set up, directly depends upon the success of the people that we serve and service.
Jeff, is there anything else you'd like to share with us as we count down to the Expedite Expo here, July 16th and 17th in Fort Wayne?
Well, what I would like to say, Greg, is people don't have to wait to contact us to the Expedite Expo. We're there. We're going to be there. We're looking forward to being there. We will be the presenting sponsor. There's no way you can miss us if you come to the show. We will be in the center of the show with the largest floor space in both booths. But you don't have to wait. You can contact us now. 877-349-9303. Any way you want to come in, we have a try it before you buy it program. Come in right now. We have access to equipment, both tractors and straight trucks, and they're Class 8, mainly Freightliner Cascadians from our dealership partner, Stoops Freightliner, which is owned by Truck Country. We have motor carriers that I'd mentioned that are open armed and ready for you, that have decided to set up their program in unison with ours to jointly go to market to help people have opportunities. But you don't have to wait to the expo. You can sign up now. You can sign up today, start your path, and then still come to the expo and see us. We want to see everybody. We want you to be safe. We want you to be conscientious of all your personal thoughts and feelings about the topic. But we want to see you. So if you can come, we'd love for you to come by. We would love to have you at our Insight dinner Friday night, July 16th, 5:00 p.m. But don't wait. Call today. Call us today. Contact us today. We want to make sure that people understand what we do is not an event. What we do is a lifestyle. So you don't have to wait to a certain day to get things done. I think now is the time, and this is the place. We've got the table spread coming down.
That's Jeff Tacker, the Chief Operating Officer of ES, with his final thoughts on this edition of the Success in Trucking podcast. We'd like to thank Jeff for his time and perspective. Before we close out this edition of the Success in Trucking podcast, we'd like to remind you that the return of the Expedite Expo will take place July 16th and 17th. This event is free for anyone interested in attending. The 20th anniversary of the Expedite Expo will be held at the Allen County War Memorial Coliseum Conference Center in Fort Wayne, Indiana. As always, the event is being hosted by On Time Media, and you can register to attend by visiting the following website, expediteexpo.com. That website again, expediteexpo.com. As we noted earlier in the podcast, Expediter Services will be hosting the Insight Dinner at the Expo, taking place on Friday, July 16th. The Insight Dinner at the Expo offers a unique opportunity for all current and prospective qualified contractors attending the Expo. This special Insight event from ES begins with the doors opening at 4:30 p.m. and dinner being served at 5 in Banquet Room B inside the Allen County War Memorial Coliseum Conference Center. Courtesy of ES, the Insight at the Expo dinner is free to all attendees of the event, and the ES team has planned a terrific menu for the meal. As Jeff mentioned during his interview on the podcast, the Insight event at the Expo provides attendees with an informal setting where they can get to know members of the ES team, hear informative updates on the latest trends in trucking, while getting an introduction to the programs available through ES. The Insight Dinner at the Expo is a free event with a buffet-style dinner. Anyone interested in attending the Insight Dinner at the Expo can contact Expediter Services for more information and to make reservations for the dinner event. The toll-free number at Expediter Services is 877-349-9303. That toll-free number again, 877-349-9303. You can also register for the dinner through the company's website. When you visit essuccessintrucking.com, scroll down the front page and you'll see the Insight Dinner at the Expo banner with the Register Now button. Once again, thanks for spending part of your day with us on the Success in Trucking podcast powered by ES. For all the latest news and happenings at ES, visit essuccessintrucking.com. That's essuccessintrucking.com. As always, ES reminds anyone interested in taking the next step in your trucking career that if you can drive the truck, you can own the truck.